Welcome to the FitCat Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter, and the website omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Welcome. My name's Trina Wilcox. Glad you're listening to the FitCat Few. A few minutes about a few things happening in our area to keep you active and fit. You can find out some of the 4th of July events happening. Check out omrr.org's calendar or the FitCat Few calendar at fitcat.org. And I'm joined by Liz Kiger. You're known around the area as a fantastic athlete. You've been a coach. You've been involved in so many activities, and you had to decide between going to Albuquerque for their senior games or Boston. You chose Boston, then you participated in the local ones. What's next for you?
I'm going to try to hit the World Games in October, the Huntsman Games, which are out in Utah.
This is just amazing and so encouraging. I love that. From what I've noticed in our area, the competition does not slow down when the ladies and gentlemen around here age. I love that. It's so encouraging. What would you say to somebody that wants to train for something like that and thinks, how could I ever? I just couldn't.
Well, they really need to just find somebody that's done it before. The Southwest Games are really intimate. There's not that many people. The Park Board in Springfield does it. And maybe they just come over and watch one time, but they'd see that everybody, it's not just about what kind of, you know, superior athlete you might be or not, because the people that do it, they're there to be with others, to be outside. And, you know, there's not that many that actually do the senior games in Springfield itself. So it's not so intimidating. They just need to step outside the comfort zone for just a little bit, and then they'd be comfortable with it.
Yeah, because it can be kind of scary. There's a lot of things that aren't easy just to do in your own backyard.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of people, like, say they were high jumpers or in high school or something, they do that during the senior games. They throw javelin, they throw shot, they throw discus. And you're right, you know, where are they going to practice that? Some of them just do it at the senior games only. And a lot of them travel from state to state. I've been to Arkansas, Illinois, besides Missouri, too, to do the senior games because they're different dates and you can get more experience that way. And they let you in. Out-of-staters are allowed into other states' senior games. So they've got more opportunity that way. It's kind of like you go to a competition, but it's really a practice for the next competition.
Okay, I gotcha. Talking with Liz Kiger, and we'll be right back with the FitCat Few after a quick word from our sponsor. Sweatfest is presented by Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners in July. Come out and set a new Missouri state record and participate in the Sweat Loss Challenge. Your options are a 2-mile, 5-mile, or a 10-mile. There's also a challenge race. You can participate in the 2-mile and 5-mile, or 2-mile and 10-mile. All distances are certified, and it's in the evening. Start times, the 2-mile starts at 8 p.m., followed by the 5-miler and 10-miler at 9 p.m., Lights are required. No dogs allowed on this one. Lights will be required for the 5 and 10 mile race. It's happening at Landmark Church, 200 North Peachtree in Stratford, Missouri, 65757. You will have a chance to set a state record or maybe an automatic PR. More information for you when you do a search on Facebook for Sweatfest. Have you been involved in athletics your whole life?
Yes, I have. In high school, I did 3 sports, but we didn't have track or cross country. And then I went to college at CVO and played basketball down there. And one day, the cross country coach said to me, "Hey, we're going on a long run today. Why don't you come along and run with us?" I had never run any distance before, or, you know, not done anything like that because we didn't have it in high school. And it was right after our basketball practice. I said, "Yeah, you know, I don't have anything to do." I went running with them, and we ran down Acacia Club Road, and the sun was shining, and it was raining. and it was just beautiful. It was like all these runners were in front of me, and the raindrops were just glistening and falling on them, and I was just had such a great time, and the cross country is really a brotherhood, a family, and they just enveloped me, and I was hooked, and that was the end of that. I continued to do cross country and track and just loved it. So that's what got me started, from that coach just saying, hey, why don't you come today and run with us? And that was the end. I was going to run from then on.
That is quite a memory, too, of the scenery. That's great.
It was just, you know, one of those things you're thinking, man, maybe that was just meant to happen.
Yeah.
Just the way it did.
For sure. And it also reminds us to just ask somebody along. It could change their world, too.
Completely. And, you know, I'm retired now, but I used to tell our cross-country kids all the time, hey, you can make a difference with somebody. You know, somebody you think that it's just needing a place to go, somebody that needs a friend, or just tell them to come with us. And we just got a lot of runners that way. You know, they're friends for life.
For sure. That's great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm always excited to see groups starting up to get people moving and get all levels and all ages involved.
Yeah, and you know, how important is that? We've got one body, and we just need to put it to use. And I can't remember where I heard this quote, but I really believed it, that if you have a body, you're an athlete. And so it's what you do with it. And everybody can be an athlete.
Yes, I like that. I like it. Just a great reminder to include others. It could change their lives. Thanks so much for listening. You can follow Liz Kiger on Facebook, subscribe to the Fit Cat Few on iTunes, and find out more anytime you like at fitcat.org. Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat Few, sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running, as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport, while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing. And you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at OzarkMountainRidgeRunners.org.